Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
For our next session of Zoom chats with stallholders from our online festive market, we've got Buffy from Heartland's Golden Treat. So welcome, Buffy.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. Hope we're all well. I cannot believe that Heartland's Golden Treats have been going for a year and a half.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah. There was one night I was just sitting around chatting to a group of friends on Team Talk. And I said, if I set up a group, because everybody knows that I love to bake and I love to cook and all that stuff. I said, if I set up a WhatsApp group, do you know, will anybody join? And now I think we have 64 members of the group, which may not seem like a lot, but let me tell you, when you're in the kitchen and you're baking and it's only me in a small kitchen, it's a lot. So I thought, well, okay, I'll just try it. And I just made cookies like a couple of times and some brownies and just like all Americanized, good, sweet, fattening, make the hips spread treats. And, you know, orders started coming in and people loved it. And I thought, okay, I guess this is something that I could keep up. So I think it was Darren that came up with the name for the business, Heartland's Golden Treats. So I thought, well, and it stuck. And here we are a year and a half later. And just, it's incredible to me. And last year for Christmas, I was very busy. There were many, many nights I was baking till 2 a.m. And I said I was going to say no and not take any orders after a certain point. Did I do it? No, because I wanted people to be able to have their stuff. When I started, I wasn't charging any postage or anything. We were using Royal Mail. And, well, Royal Mail has now since failed me. So, sadly, orders all incur a £10 charge. And that's just because that's what DPD charges. But you get a 1 hour time slot when it's going to be delivered. You can track it. You can change the delivery time if you want to. It's absolutely beyond my control, but it's just something that I had to do. But just a little bit of what I offer, many, many different varieties of cookies. I can do low sugar things, as some people know. I can do fudge, cakes, brownies, dirty brownies. People are loving the dirty brownies. They are, so it's chocolate chip cookie dough on the bottom, and then you can have whatever you like in the middle. Some do butterscotch, some do Oreos, peanut butter, something or another, and then brownie on the top. So it's like, it's a little more in-depth to make, but it is not difficult to do. And my newest thing that I've introduced is bread pudding. Darren absolutely positively loves bread pudding.
So, I remember that. He's liked bread pudding since he was at college with us at RNC. Yes. And his nan used to send it.
Yes. But to get this, I got the best compliment. He said, my bread pudding is just as good, if not better than hers. So,
oh.
And the other day I made him a coconut one. And I thought, oh, well, actually, he said, why don't you make that as well? So I've added that to the list today. I do have a few things that I'm going to try this year for Christmas that I've not done yet. Oreo balls. And they are, you crush up Oreos, mix it with cream cheese, and you roll it in. No, you don't roll it at all. You dip it in chocolate. Then there's peanut butter balls, and you mix that with peanut butter, icing sugar, butter, blah, 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 and dip that in chocolate. And then there's haystacks that are my, these are my mom's favorite, so kind of have to do that for her. You melt butterscotch chips, and you mix it with... what are they called? Potato sticks, the ready salted ones, and peanuts. And then you drop them just by spoonfuls on greaseproof paper and let them set up. So just a few little things that, you know, I keep thinking, what else can I do? And then sometimes I think, do I really want to add more? But I do it anyway. But anybody who is interested, there is a list of stuff that I could make. And I will include my mobile number and an email address for anyone who might be interested at all. You can contact me anytime. And the WhatsApp group is open for everybody as well.
Fantastic. And
very quickly, I think that's about it.
Do you want to give us an idea of the prices, Buffy?
Small, or what I call small, portions of brownies, cakes, flapjacks, that kind of thing, are £10, except dirty brownies, and they are 15 because, well, there's a lot more involved in doing it. And the best way that I can tell you the size of that is, say if you got a curry from a takeaway, it's about that size. And the larger size are 20 for the brownies, flapjacks, and cookies. And dirty brownies are 30. The dirty brownie thing is absolutely huge. It's bigger than a family size ready meal. It's probably 1.5 that size. And the full size, or the half size of that, is about the size of a family ready meal tray. It's probably the easiest way I can describe it. And cookies, a small batch, you get about a dozen and a half. In the full batch, you get about 3 dozen, sometimes a little bit more. It just depends on cookie size, really.
Amazing. Thanks. That I
love your cookies, the... doesn't he? That... I always think he's your best customer for your cookies.
Aww.
The lemon drizzle cake that you made for me last year. Gosh, I can't believe that's a year ago. When you'd only just started, really. And I would say that it easily cut into, and these were generous sizes, 16 pieces. And these were like really, really good sizes of cake that would, yeah, definitely put a few calories on the old hips.
I do have a special today as well. Anybody who places an order either today, tomorrow, or actually we'll just do a whole week to give you time to get things up and whatever. If you place an order for any full-size batch of cookies, you can have a lemon drizzle, a small one, for free.
Oh, wow. That is a good offer. I hope you're all listening and taking notes.
Lemon drizzle for free. Oh.
Oh, the lemon drizzle is amazing. So has anybody got any favourites that they've taste tested?
Gosh, chocolate orange cookies. I love them. I tried them when I met Buffy for the first time. And I always say, can you do me some chocolate orange cookies? I love chocolate orange. I think it's such a nice thing. And it reminds me a lot of the C word, Christmas. And I think they're amazing. They're so nice. And I've also tried the dirty brownies. They are lush. And the tray is huge. I can testify to the fact that the tray is massive. Oh, so many things, chocolate mint brownie, anything. I've tried so much stuff, I can't even begin to sort of really start apart from what I've just said, but they're lovely.
Quick question, Buffy, can you do gluten-free?
Yes.
Fantastic. So you can do low sugar, gluten-free, pretty much anything really, can't you? You're a very versatile lady.
I can. Another popular cake with me is apple cinnamon.
Oh,
nice.
Tried that? No, I haven't.
I think that sounds
very
nice. I
got the toffee apple for a couple of friends for Christmas last year, and they loved it. I think my own favourite. You did some white chocolate, or I think we called them blondies rather than brownies, and they were fantastic. And the vanilla fudge. So yeah. Definitely recommend those.
I just sent some fudge out this week.
Oh,
I did a chocolate mint and a vanilla one.
Yeah, the vanilla was fantastic.
I've not tried the fudge yet.
Oh, you've got to.
I haven't. I will.
It's different. I will tell you, it's different from the fudge that you get here. Oh. To me, the fudge that you buy over here is grainy, maybe. But what I do isn't. It's creamier.
Any recommendations from you, Dawn? Do any of you particularly have enjoyed, or your hubby?
We love the cranberry and cookies. They're beautiful, really nice. And Puffy does make them for diabetics, which is brilliant. And we've had the chocolate orange ones as well, which are very nice, I can say. So we'll be ordering some of them. Thank you.
Fantastic. Yeah,
I'm just thinking what I want in the way of cookies, because I'm definitely going to have a large batch of cookies. And I'm thinking white chocolate, but I'm wondering about...
Can I just ask a question?
Yeah.
Can you freeze your stuff?
You can.
I do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could divide it up, couldn't you, into sort of a few, and then, because otherwise it's not going to, you know, if you're on your own.
A popular one with the white chocolate, people like love white chocolate and coconut.
Oh, I was just thinking about putting nuts in, what sort, but yeah. That might
white chocolate and cranberry, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Oh. Sky's the limit, really, isn't it, with Puffy? She'll just have to go anything.
And I have on the list, I always say to people, if there's anything that isn't there but you think, can you do it, just let me know and I'll give it a go.
Brilliant.
Fabulous.
Fantastic. And you do quite a lot with sort of that people would recognise as sweets, don't you? You know, like chocolate bars and things. Jaffa cakes,
yes,
and
I do.
Different things, don't you, as well?
I made for a lady, and I'm kind of almost embarrassed to say this, but she wanted flapjacks and she wanted dairy milk in them. That's fine. She wanted a lot of dairy milk on the top of them. By the time I finished it, I kid you not, it probably weighed a kilo.
Oh, wow.
I thought, well, you're eating it.
Listeners always right, aren't they?
That's
Let's
it.
Be honest.
Yeah.
So, Buffy, did you want to give some contact details?
An email address you can use for me is, well, I have several, but we'll do this one. BuffyHeartland@gmail.com. I'll give you my mobile number. I don't mind as well. It's 07-517-638-182. And anybody at all who wants to join the WhatsApp group, it's not a very high traffic group. I mostly just post offers in there. And a lot of people, you can order from in there, but you don't have to. You can contact me on Facebook. If any of you are friends of whoever, just look for me. You can find me. But I mostly just post offers in there, and people will recommend things that they've tried and various things. So it's not a very high traffic group.
And I think probably it's really important to mention that for anybody who's wondering, Buffy has got, you've got all of your certificates, haven't you? You've got all of your hygiene certificates, everything.
Yep.
So you are all
prepped
and good to go, aren't you?
Yeah. And Heartland's Golden Treats is going nowhere, because I didn't have this when I spoke to you last time. But yours truly has her visa and she can stay here permanently.
Yeah, that's fantastic news.
Congratulations,
so,
Buffy.
We're going nowhere.
That's very good news for all these sweet toothed people out there, of which there are hundreds of thousands for sure.
Yes.
Is there anything else you wanted to say, Buffy, before we
close? I don't think so. I think that's about it. But I'm open to, you know, anybody has questions, any of that stuff, just ask me. I'm an open book.
Oh, the other one that I was going to say, the other one that's been very, I'm not very keen on cherry, so it wouldn't be the one for me. But I've heard very good things of your cherry and coconut cake as well.
Stuart absolutely loves the cherry and coconut cake. Yes.
It actually wasn't from him.
Oh, he loves it. I couldn't believe it. He was just like, I want another one of them. It's so funny.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's great.
thank you so much, Buffy, for joining us. And I hope you get lots and lots of orders.